The top of the tallest tower of the citadel had been ravaged by the fiery attacks of a red dragon. As a consequence, the planning room of Alice Swift had been moved down a level. Even so, narrow arrow slits in the curved walls of the room allowed an eagle-eyed view of the enemy army. A view that perhaps could be described as beautiful, if the dramatic, fluttering, multicoloured banners did not represent such a threat to the metropolis. Dressed in full plate armour, which Eternal very much admired, Tempest Denied walked around the conference table in order to pour his two guests a generous measure of red wine. While it was pure good luck that Alice and I were visiting Metalburg when the orcs attacked it, it can't be a coincidence that you two have arrived here now. There was a question in his voice. Eternal looked across the table at Willing. No, it's not. On entering the sim, Willing had adopted the form of his famous elven ranger avatar, silver hair tied back in a long braided ponytail. Comhale, the Council of the Elves, sent word to me as soon as I arrived in the sim that the orc army had been spotted, and you travelled fast. Alice had been standing by the wall, looking out of one of the thin windows. She turned her attention back to the room. With bright yellow hair cascading over plate mail that shone with a glow that only a paladin could achieve, Alice's was a strikingly handsome avatar. Being in the same room as her meant Eternal felt rather dowdy, and he regretted having not chosen something more glamorous than his gnome rogue avatar form for this adventure. "We came here by Pegasus," he said. Tempest nodded. "I see. Is that why you are a gnome? So that you could both fit on it? I thought your dark elf assassin was your most powerful avatar." "Actually, no."